I didn't think I'd hear from you so soon. Well, our last words weren't exactly friendly, so I wasn't sure if we were gonna actually have a conversation or if that was it. Yeah, things are said on both sides. And issues are issues, but you're here, which tells me that there's something you have to say, and well, I have something to say too. So why don't we start with you, since you made the trip? Go ahead. Yeah, I understand that. I understand where you were coming from and why you got angry. It wasn't intentional to not trust what you said. Go on. You were very harsh with me. You were very, very harsh with me, actually. But not unfounded, necessarily. Thank you. I appreciate the apology. We need to talk about what started this and why we're fighting like this. Our relationship has been very, very intense right from the beginning. A lot of emotion, a lot of sex, a lot of really good sex, but not a lot of room to breathe. And I think it caught up with us. So when things started to get a little too real, we both panicked, and that's what happened. I know that's what happened for me, and it wasn't pretty, because I was afraid that this wasn't going to end up on the right side of things. My track record's not great. A lot of not so great decisions in this department, and you have been an absolute breath of fresh air for me. So to think that something so wonderful was going to be not anymore was enough to make me panic, and I apologize for that. You told me that I could trust you, and you showed me time and again that I could trust you. And I need to believe that. And the fact that you're standing here and you came to me again tells me that I can believe it, and that you're not going anywhere. Right? Good. The thing is, and we've kind of talked about this a little bit before, but I think you deserve more of an explanation. When you've been treated the way I have, and have the history that I have, the emotional scars of that are damaging. You know that I was in a relationship where to say I wasn't treated kindly is putting it extremely mildly. He never hit me, but the emotional and mental abuse was enough. So it's hard to get past that. It's hard to believe the good stuff when the bad is all you've ever known. And you are one big bundle of good that that I some days don't feel I deserve. And it clouded how I think and how I react to things. And that's not fair. So, I'm sorry that I let that happen. I'm sorry that that became an issue. And I'm sorry that... I'm sorry that that's baggage I have to carry. And will probably always be baggage I have to carry. So, I don't know what the next step is. I feel like we're at an impasse, and what we decide here is going to either make or break where we go. So I'm going to stop talking now and let you talk, because you're giving me a look, and it's not a look I've seen before. It's not a look, excuse me, it's not a look I know, and my voice isn't going to last around the lump in my throat, so I'm going to let you say what you got to say, okay?